Community Spotlight on Z102.9.
Good morning. It's Community Spotlight on Z102.9. The calendar officially tomorrow will flip to fall. And once we get into October, watch out. We've got a ton of events happening with the African American Museum of Iowa. And to detail a lot of those this morning, we welcome in Jennifer Beal, in charge of all of those communications for the museum. Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning.
Just want to throw a dart at the month of October and pick a date. Where do you want to start today? There's so much to talk about. Let's get into the big exhibit that you've been telling me about before we went on this morning. Untangling the Roots, the Culture of Black Hair. I've heard a lot of people talk about this, seen a lot of people post on social media. Let's get a little bit of background on that exhibit.
Yes, that's our newest exhibit. We just opened it on September 7th, so it's bright, shiny, new. Everyone can come through and see it. It's exploring the history and culture behind black hair, starting in Western Africa before the slave trade started and going up until our modern times and dealing with some issues of cultural appropriation and natural hair in the workplace. And there's also a lot of hands-on activities. For kids or adults, it's a lot of fun.
For the museum, for people who don't know, you guys celebrated your 25th year just last year. People need to locate you. Let's give them a street address and also a web address, because I'm sure a lot of what we're going to talk about this morning, they can find details online.
Yes. So online, you can find us at blackiowa.org. And that's also our handle on Twitter and Instagram if you want to find us there. Our physical address, we're at 55 12th Avenue. We're right in the Nubo neighborhood, about two blocks away from the Nubo Market.
So you're going to need that address with a lot of events coming up. I think probably the easiest thing to do is just work our way down the calendar, starting with your big fundraiser coming up on October the 3rd.
Yes, that's our History Makers Gala. It's our biggest event of the year, our only fundraiser, actually. And we're super excited about it. This year we have four history makers. They're individuals who've made lasting impacts in their community, and they come from all over the state, not just the Cedar Rapids area. And we'll also have Dr. Simon Estes there as our Lifetime Achievement honoree.
That's an incredible speaker, presenter, opera singer?
Yes, opera singer. Yes, we're very excited.
How do people get tickets if they want to attend the gala?
Yes, so that's online at our website. You can go to blackiowa.org/gala. Also, if you just go to blackiowa.org, it'll be one of the first things you see on the homepage.
That's coming up on October 3rd. Jennifer Beal is in. She's in charge of all the communications with African American Museum of Iowa. We've got a busy month of October. Just talked about the fundraiser. Let's move down the calendar. October the 11th, you've got a jazz and blues concert coming up.
Yes, we do. We have Ray Blue coming in. He's a very popular jazz artist from the area. Actually got his master's degree at the University of Iowa. He now lives in New York, but he travels around the country doing a lot of jazz music, both with his own ensembles, and he works with some other artists as well. And he was here last year, so we're excited to have him back for our final jazz and blues concert of the year.
It's always good when you find a fan favorite and you're able to bring him back as you wrap up your series.
Yes, he was very popular last year, so I recommend getting your tickets now.
I'm really curious. This is one of those things that you learn in school and it sticks with you, that idea of the Underground Railroad.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got a simulation coming. It's called Journey to Freedom. It's going to be that next day on the October the 12th. Walk us through that event.
Yeah, so that's one of our big annual events that people kind of know us for. It's going to be held at Wikiup Outdoor Learning Area. It's an opportunity for people to experience the skills that you would have needed to have to survive on the Underground Railroad. We'll actually have costumed historical interpreters working with the event attendees. And actually, this year we had a graduate student from the University of Iowa come in and do some research on programs like that to help us develop a more engaging and activity and make sure that we're doing it ethically. And so we're super excited to continue developing that activity so people can come experience it this year and then see how it develops next year as well.
You're packing so much into one month and it's always great to get you on the radio to talk about everything that's happening at the African American Museum of Iowa. Jennifer, what are some of the things you hear from maybe first time attendees, whether it's your event or your museum? I'm sure a lot of eyes that are opened when they experience your events, go through your exhibits. It's one thing that we need to make sure we're getting a lot more awareness around for all of the great programming you guys have.
Yeah, and we're excited to have more people join us. One of the things we're really trying to push this year and going forward is the idea of not just February, that Black history, it's, you know, something you can study all year. We don't need to confine it to just one month. And I think when people come out, they're actually interested to see that there's a lot of local African-American history that I know I was never taught in school. And I found it very interesting to learn about it after I started working at the museum.
Well, let's make sure that we get a lot of people at your big fundraiser coming up October 3rd. One more time, let's give all of the details on who, what, when, and how you get tickets as we wrap up this morning.
Yes, you can go to blackiowa.org, and on the homepage there, you'll see a link to the gala. You can also go to blackiowa.org/gala to go directly to the ticket link.
October 3rd is the date for that. The time goes fast. Jennifer, thanks so much for coming in this morning.
Thank you.